Last week was busy, and not always pleasurable for the Langley Rivermen, who won only one of four games between October 14 and 20. That said, it was a shutout. The lone victory of the week came in the second game. But first up in Abbotsford, the Rivermen took on the Sherwood Park Crusaders in an afternoon game at Abbotsford Center. Gideon Hill, the play-by-play broadcaster for the Rivermen, shared some of the highlights. The game started out in Langley's favor, with Ethan Murner whacking a puck out of midair against his former team, making it 1-0 Rivermen 2-19 in. Declan Bowmaster would score his first BCHL goal at 9:43 to double the Rivermen lead after a beautiful three-way passing play on the Rivermen man advantage. Sherwood Park would respond on a 2-on-1 down low, 16 seconds following the Bowmaster goal, cutting Langley's lead to 2-1. 4:21 after the Crusaders' first goal, they got their second on the power play as Poole Anderson ripped a rebound shot past Rivermen goaltender Bodie Weiss to tie it 2-2. 54 seconds to go in the opening period, Ethan Murner was hauled down on a shorthanded breakaway, allowing Langley to get their first penalty shot of the season. Murner would place a forehand shot top shelf over Crusaders goaltender James Venn, ensuring Langley would go into the locker rooms after 20 minutes in the driver's seat, said Hill. But 43 seconds into the second, Cale Dack would tie it for the Crusaders, and the home team in this game would take over from there. They got a late goal in the period from Jeremy Laranger, grabbing three more in the third to take the final game of Sherwood Park's showcase schedule, beating the Rivermen 7-3. Venn was excellent in the last two periods, denying the final 17 shots Langley had in the game, he explained. Out to Chilliwack for a matchup. Thursday was a chance at redemption for Langley as they headed to Chilliwack, this time to take on the Okotoks Oilers at the Coliseum for their second and final game of the showcase. Like Monday, Langley got the first goal of the game, as Aiden Merrick would cash in on a rebound in front of the Oilers' net, with 6:18 into the first. 4 minutes later, Ryan Skelling would rip a forehand shot into the top left-hand corner of the Okotoks' net, giving Langley a two-goal advantage going into the second period, noted Hill. Langley would make it 3-0 6 minutes into the second as Mason Kesselring rifled a shot from the right circle into the Oilers' net off a pass from Dalton McGillivray. Okotoks applied some pressure early in the third trailing 3-0, but Luke Foe would add another Langley goal on the penalty kill off a great cross-ice pass from Henry Butte, who collected his first BCHL point on the play, and it was 4-0 Rivermen 5:02 into the final frame. Shortly after the Rivermen fourth goal, Okotoks had a pair of good chances, but Charlie Tritt shut the door in the Langley goal, stopping all 26 shots he faced for his first BCHL shutout and fourth win of the year. Friday back home to play Alberta team. Friday meant another matchup against an Alberta team, but this time it was the unbeaten Brooks Bandits who strolled into the George Preston Recreation Center for the two teams' first ever meeting. A fast and physical Bandits team created chances early on, but Rivermen goaltender Bodie Weiss kept the visitors at bay through the first 18:50 of action, recalled Hill. Nathan Free would score off the rush with his team's 10th shot of the game, giving Brooks a 1-0 lead going into the locker room. Brooks would get another goal in the second on a shorthanded breakout play from their own zone, as Nick Peluso ripped home his 7th goal of the season for a 2-0 Brooks lead. The Bandits would show why they were the BCHL's best on Friday early in the third period, scoring 5 goals in the first 5:21 of the third period, and another with 19 seconds to go, defeating the Rivermen 8-0. Langley were able to fire 19 pucks at the Bandits' net, including 9 in the third, but were unable to solve Brooks' goaltender Johnny Hicks, Hill said. Stinging from a few losses. Langley traveled to Coquitlam on Sunday to take on the Express for the third time in 9 days, finishing off what the team described as a busy week. It was also the first BCHL game for Ilya Rogovsky, who signed with the team Saturday after spending last year playing with Russia's top junior league. The 2004-born Russian forward made his Rivermen debut on Sunday in Coquitlam, and showed flashes of brilliance, said Hill. After a quick start with plenty of shots, the Rivermen earned themselves a power play. Langley cashed in on the ensuing power play with 7:05 gone on the clock, as Ryan Skelling's wrist shot from the left circle found the top corner for his fifth of the season, the broadcaster said. Skelling added to his tally 8 minutes and 6 seconds later, firing a shot from the left side that took a deflection over Express goaltender Eric Young, making it 2-0 Langley late in the first, a lead the visitors took to the first intermission. The Express scored 5 unanswered goals in the second period, taking a 3-goal lead into the third. Langley got one back midway through the third, as Skelling scored off the rush for his hat-trick goal, cutting the Coquitlam lead to 5-3. Then 58 seconds later, Dalton McGillivray was left open in front, and beat Young for his first of the season. Langley then were given a power play with 5:17 to go, and Sid McNeil would jam the puck into the Coquitlam net to tie it 5-5. That was his second of the season, which would send the game to overtime, Hill noted. After some Langley pressure, Joseph Odeniak scored his second of the game to win the game, 6-5, for the Express with 3:17 gone in the extra frame. Off to the island this weekend. Langley Rivermen's 5-game road trip continues this weekend, as they take a trip to Vancouver Island for the first time this season. The 2-day trip begins today, Friday, October 25, at the Alberni Valley Multiplex as they take on the Bulldogs. Langley is coming off a busy stretch of 6 games in 9 days, explained Hill. They won 2 games in that 9-game stretch, including the 4-0 shutout win over Chilliwack. Rivermen are taking on the Bulldogs first, who are coming off a 3-1 win over the Powell River Kings. The Friday game starts at 7 p.m. While on the island, the Rivermen lace up again on Saturday, this time to take on the Victoria Grizzlies. The puck for that game drops at 5 p.m. Stay tuned for results from these games. Welcome to team's newest player. Asked about the Rivermen to watch out for this weekend, Hill suggested keeping a close eye on the newest player on the team. Rogovsky, wearing jersey number 87, is a 20-year-old Russian forward who collected on average over a point per game last season. Rogovsky joins the Rivermen after playing last season with Lokomotiv Yaroslavl in the MHL, which is the top junior league in Russia. In the 2023-24 season, he finished first in team scoring with 28 goals and 30 assists in 48 games played. In addition, his Yaroslavl team boasted 7 NHL drafted players. In 2021-22, Rogovsky played in the prestigious U18 Hlinka Gretzky Cup for Team Russia, a team that included multiple NHL draft picks. He collected 4 goals and 2 assists in 5 games played, which put him 4th in team scoring and 14th in tournament scoring. This propelled Russia to the gold medal. The 2004-born forward will add some serious offensive power to an already talented Riverman group, Langley Riverman head coach and general manager Chris Shaw said about the recent addition. As a right-handed shot, look for him to complement Langley's forward core nicely, the coach said. We are extremely pleased to have secured the services of a talented player like Ilya. His addition brings a distinct dynamic, blending experience and gameplay that our team has needed. With elite-level playmaking skills and a keen sense of vision, Ilya consistently performs at a high level, showcasing his ability to control the tempo and confidently compete in critical situations. His mature, professional playing style that was refined in an elite league significantly enhances our team's overall quality, Shaw concluded. Both away games this weekend are being streamed on Flow Hockey, and people can listen to the broadcast with the voice of the Riverman Gideon Hill. The free audio-only stream can be found at https://langleyrivermanjuniorhockey.mixlr.com.